At one time, Yeti Barobek was one of the most influential politicians in the country, both as prime minister and as leader of the Social Democratic Party. But a poorer result than expected in the 2010 national election spelt the end in his party's top leadership. Now the former Social Democrat is moving to found a new party on the political left, which could provide voters with a new alternative. Earlier I discussed the project with political analyst Vladimira Dvotakova, who talked about the former party leader's possible motivations as well as whether the new project can be a success.
Politician, he's an experienced politician, and he had some vision of where to move Social Democratic Party or how to do politics. It's quite understandable that he tries to find other organization where he will be able to organize and where he will be able to do his politics and to have chance to make that. The other question is whether there is a chance to be successful in his attempt. And this is more problematic question. I'm not sure whether party that he will form or he will accept or unify with the other party and use the National Socialists for this, that I'm not sure whether there is a real chance to get into the parliament.
And you mentioned there the Czech National Socialist Party, which is not in parliament. And there has been negotiation there for either Mr. Barobek to either work directly with them, but it's not clear yet whether the party he founds will be his own or will be one that will somehow merge. That's still up in the open, isn't it?
Well, it's open. I think that his idea is that he formed his own party that will merge with the National Socialists, but there was a conflict with the leadership, nowadays leadership that was among the National Socialists. So, you know, it's a complicated, all the time complicated process of the formation of the new party. In fact, it's much easier to take some party because that have some organizational structure than to start without nothing, yeah, in this sense.
That leads into my next question, which is some speculation that this could be a similar move to what happened on the political right with the forming of the Top 09 party that sort of helped create a new base for center-right voters, which indeed led to the current coalition government, because many people point out that on the political spectrum, or the left side of the political spectrum in the Czech Republic, there are really only the Social Democrats because the communists remain unacceptable for many as a coalition partner. Do you think that there could be a chance for there to be another leftist party that would become a partner in the future for the Social Democrats?
You know, these are very important questions, but sometimes the answer are not as easy. That means even in case of Top 09 and ODS, we can see that they are competing for the same voters, more or less. So this is the same. In one sense, you can say, okay, there can be the party of the Barobek that can be a partner for Social Democrats, after all, and it can be easier to form coalition because there is those communists who are making a block or with no coalition potential, so there is no possibility to form a coalition like that. But the question is that in the same time, Barobek will probably weaken Social Democratic Party because the voters will be from those who are potential voters of Social Democratic Party.
So it's really something of a gamble, you seem to be suggesting, in that it really comes down to timing and many other different factors about whether they'll get wind in their sails or whether the whole project can backfire.
Yeah, it can be internal problems, but also we have to say that it depends also what will be the position of the other parties and what will be the position of the Social Democrats. In the moment of a deep crisis of Social Democrats, there is more chance for other subjects to get there.
Well, that was Vladimira Dvotakova talking to me about